من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وخير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله وصحابه اجمعين. So today is the second segment of the journey, the second part of the journey. After the boat, now they, both of them were walking, they were going, Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam. So then Khidr alayhi salam, he did another something very strange. And this time it was more severe than the first one. So what he did, that he found that some boys, they were playing on the street. So Khidr alayhi salam, he picked one of the boy and he killed him, like assassinated him. And that was very much, you know, if for every human being, this something is very, you know, strange. And Musa alayhi salam, he could not, you know, hold himself, and he forgot the promise again, and he said, Khidr alayhi salam, why did you kill this boy? He was so innocent, beautiful, right? Nasamsan Zakiya. Zakiya means innocent and pure. Laqad jeet ashayan nukra. This time you have done something very horrific, like very terrible thing. So Khidr alayhi salam, without any explanation, he reminded him his promise first. Qala alam aqul laka, didn't I tell you that you cannot have patience with me? You will not understand it. Musa alayhi salam, again he realized his promise, and he put a condition. Now the second time he put a condition, if I ask you anything after that, then do not keep me in your company. That will be the last time and we will be separated. And you have reached from me to all your excuses. You have a valid excuse to make a separation between me and you, that even if I ask you, you can say, you have the right to say that, no, I cannot keep you with me. So that is the gist of the story. Now we will go and translate word by word. فَانْطَلَقَا. So both of them, they went on, they journeyed on. حَتَّى, until, إِذَا لَقِيَا, when they met. So لَقِيَا يَلْقَا is like مُلَاقَات, we say مُلَاقَات also, right? So this is a past tense verb, but we have to pronounce it with alif because it's a dual. If you say لَقِيَا, it means only one person. Laqiya, both of them, they met. Whom? Ghulaman. Ghulam, a young guy, a young boy. Faqatalahu. So the sage, Khidr alayhi salam, he killed him. Qala, said Musa alayhi salam, aqatalta, have you slain a boy, you know, a human being, nafsan, you have taken a life, zakiyatan, that was pure, innocent, bighairi nafsin, without him, the boy, killing anyone else. He did not kill anyone. If you kill because that he was a killer of someone, then, you know, it makes sense. But he did not kill, he did not harm anyone. Why did you kill him? Bighairi nafsin. Bighairi nafs means without him killing someone. Laqad ji'ita, indeed you have committed, you have done shay'an, something nukra, very horrific thing, terrible thing. Nukra, it comes, this, remember this root, noon kafra nakr, anything that you do not want to see it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, amar bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. The word munkar also comes from the same root. So munkar, everything that is evil, that is, you know, something bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your job, every Muslim's job, is amar bil ma'roof, you enjoin other people for the good and forbid other people from the evil, right? Wan nahi anil munkar. So nukr, something that is in the, as the human beings, they never like it, they do not accept it at all. Right? So not acceptable. قال ألم أقل لك, said خضر عليه السلام, ألم أقل, that was last time also, did I not tell you, right, لك, to you, إنك, indeed, لن تستطيع, you will never be able to have sabr. Sabra is coming after the sabr, patience, ma'iya, with me. You will not be never be able to. So the word tastatiya, remember that one, it is also repeated. Istata, yastatiyu, tastatiyu. Like if someone cannot do it, anything, you will not be able to.
The word in Urdu is istataat.
Istataat, right, right. قَالَ إِن سَأَلْتُكَ. So that was the second time that Musa alayhi salam, he forgot his promise. So at this time he said, إِن سَأَلْتُكَ, if I question you, ask you, make any sual to you, أَن شَيْن, about anything. And in English you can also translate, if I ever ask you something after that, right? بَعْدَهَا, after this, فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي, so keep me not in your company. The word tusahib, it is from sohba. Sohba means companionship. And from the same root we have the word sahaba. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a plural. One is sahabi. From the same root sahab, because they were the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this word, and we also call it sohbat. So always we should have the sohbat and the sohba of good people, the company of good people. Qad balagta, right? Indeed you have reached. Balagha means to reach. Min ladunni uzra, from my side. Min ladunni, from my side. Uzra, excuse. You have reached to the excuse from my side, meaning you deserve now to say no to me, because I kept forgetting my promise and kept repeating the same thing, asking you question after question, despite of our, you know, agreement that I will not ask you, but because I cannot hold myself and I'm asking you, so just give me like one more chance. If I ask you the third time, then that's done. That's it, right? So our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Musa alayhi salam, he repeated his questioning three times. So first time was because of the forgetfulness, right? Nisyan, he forgot, he said nasitu. Second time the question was the conditional, for the condition. So this time he said in saltuka, if I ask you. So he made a condition. And the third time, when the second part of the journey, we will go next Sunday. So that was the question from Musa alayhi salam. It was Amadan. He intentionally he did. He did not forget that I should not ask the question. And he could not make any condition. But intentionally he asked, because he also decided, I cannot be with this guy. I cannot do anymore, right? So he said that...
Too much shock.
Yes. Now, that's it. So that's why he intentionally asked the question. So one was nisyan, the second was a conditional, like shart. And the third was amadan, intentionally. So we will continue, inshallah, next Sunday, the third and the last segment of the journey. And then Khidr alayhi salam will explain the reasons of all those things that he did with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Sadaqallah.